Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
Nah, I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcore. It's the way we start this show.
Really sets you in the mood.
It sets you in the mood to geek out about some stuff. This is the point of the show, actually, Bear.
Wait, are you telling me you're a geek?
I'm a geek. You're a nerd.
Got him.
I'm a nerd. You're a geek. It depends on the day of the week, really.
You're a nerd now. You're a geek now.
You're a kid and a squid sometimes, you know.
Lord.
So it is Experience Points time for the next hour. Get ready to lock and load on geeking out about some cool Microsoft stuff happening.
You really sound like you're going somewhere with that.
Dude.
You really did.
We're ready to
lock and load.
Bazooka the non-geek alien.
Teleport over here.
Yeah.
Gosh, I need a healer.
WTB healer. Anyway, this is the show where we geek out about nerd stuff, and we get a lot of nerd stuff going on in the show, online. Bear, where online do we have the nerd stuff going on?
Exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
We're also on social media. If you're interested at all in getting with us
on social media,
you can get with our program at exppoints.com/social. That's our social media landing page. You can check out all the cool stuff we got going on. Twitter, Facebook, Google+, YouTube, all the really cool stuff.
I still love how Google+.
Including our Steam community that is flourishing. We had a whole extra person join the other
week. So that like quadrupled our size, right?
Yeah, it actually did. Yeah. I think it's you, me, someone else, and then this new person. We're now 25%.
And to be fair, anyone that logs on has noticed I haven't been on Steam in a while.
Yeah, I'm getting there. It's a problem.
I'll talk about that in a second.
For those wondering, why do we want to join the Experience Point Steam group? We have a lot of servers
for these games. Have you met us?
Well, you don't really meet us in person.
Right now, we're VIPs, guys.
We can't go out amongst all the commoners. But you know what? Hey, we're here for you in a very disconnected, non-tangential sense.
I'm going to knock him down a level. Don't worry.
We're going to cut to two songs, come back. We're going to talk about what we did last week. We're going to let you hear The Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by iFi Dragons, followed by Lightbringer by Pentakill. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. It's the only show on right now with us as the hosts.
That is a true statement.
I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And you just heard Lightbringer by Pentakill. Before that, The Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by iFi Dragons. Bear, what'd you do last week?
What'd I do last week? I went and saw the movies, man.
Oh, yeah. How many movies?
I went and saw two.
Two movies.
Double your fun.
Double
your fun, double your time.
Two times the single
movie.
So,
went and saw Black Mass.
Okay.
Sat there for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Did not realize that was Johnny Depp.
Awesome.
That man is a fantastic actor. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, what was the other one you saw?
And then I went and saw, you can probably guess, everyone guess, okay, that you've had enough time, The Martian.
I was going to guess Lego Movie 2.
Is that a real thing?
No,
I would
not
love
yet.
That to be real. Do not tease
how,
me.
How was The Martian?
The Martian?
Did you read the book?
I have not yet read the
book.
No. I thought it was an amazing film, honestly, and I haven't actually scienced it, but it seemed plausible.
I know they have Neil deGrasse Tyson in the commercial for The Martian.
Do they?
They do.
I did not see this.
He's walking through, and he's got grayer hair, and you're like, man, Neil deGrasse Tyson's looking a little old or whatever. And you think it's a real, because he's like, space, where, you know, and it's like it's a typical Neil deGrasse Tyson type of thing. And then all of these things come up, like the Apollo launch and the astronauts and all the things. And then like, Matt Damon is at the end, and you're like, hold on a second. And he's like, and now we get to take it to the stars. And he talks about all star stuff and stardust and stuff. And just like typical Neil deGrasse stuff. Yeah, it's really, really cool.
So, no, I thought it was a very entertaining movie.
Yeah.
And like I said, again, very plausible. I don't know. I haven't scienced it at all.
It's got Kate Mara in it.
That's a
love me some Kate Mara. Yeah,
okay.
Even though Fantastic Four, really bad.
It has really bad. Yeah. It has a cameo. Well, not even a cameo. A part for one of my favorite robots ever. So you'll get to see that if you go see it.
Is it the robot from the movie Space Camp? Because
that is on my favorite robots ever.
Is it Johnny Five?
No, this is an actual robot.
Is it Imagination or what's the guy? Dream Seeker? What's the probe? What's the probe?
It is the first. It's the first NASA probe.
Yeah. What is it? Spacey McMars-a-Lot? Is that the guy?
Spacey Mars a lot. Very cool. I'll let you keep guessing.
Okay, so
I saw that Black Mass, and both very good films. And also went and saw The Martian at the new movie tavern in Baton Rouge. It was a movie tavern. Wasn't bad. I'll go ahead and critique it real quick. The service could have been a little better.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to be a snuck-up snob about it, and yes.
Yeah, it was fine. Didn't really find anything wrong with it. Except that, it could have been a little faster. Could have been a little cleaner.
Could have been better. Generally.
Red Planet Rover number 6.
Red Planet maybe. Rover. You're going to still guess?
That seems like a B movie. And now from Red Planet Rover number 6. Well, cool. Wow. So you went to the movie tavern. What else did you do? I know you were talking about D&D last time.
Our game actually got pushed back. So it turns out if you try to get a whole bunch of nerds together, sometimes you have problems. You got to solve them.
It's called being procrastinators. Really good procrastinators.
That's
literally, it's like, I'll be back later, tomorrow.
Procrastinators unite, tomorrow.
Hey, you're busy? Yeah, I can't play D&D. And then you see that guy pop on Steam, start playing Metal Gear Solid, and you're like, come on, man, really?
Really? Yeah. Well, cool. Dude, don't you hate that, though, about Steam? Yeah. You always know when someone's lying
to you. You can see when someone pops on, you're like, sick my butt. You're not sick. Mm-hmm. You play in Peggle.
I know I've been off Steam for a little while. My computer's in a corner with nowhere to hook up yet. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
It's working.
Yeah.
I know the internet misses
me. It's like a nerd at a high school dance in the corner not getting hooked up. Well, that's how it is. Yeah.
Tell me about your life.
Bring back some feels. Well, cool. Did you do anything else crazy?
No, not really. I slept a little bit. That was crazy.
Slept a little bit. That's very.
So you want to take another guess at the rover's name? I'll give you one more try.
It was. Oh, I'm actually really trying, but I don't want to keep.
You don't want to keep
humming
going.
On air. I don't know.
Spirit
and imagination.
Yeah, I think imagination was one. But
it sounds like what Walt Disney built the first theme park with, like spirit and imagination.
Wow. So what did you do, Mr. So I do things with my life.
Actually,
you were annoying me before we even got on air.
I know, and that's gonna be the last thing I talked about.
Driving me crazy. No,
that's the last thing I talked about.
I got to know answers.
So the first thing that I did, a work buddy of mine, we've had him on the show before, Russell. Russell actually plays a mean guitar. Like, that dude is awesome. He, plays Steve Vai type guitar. Gosh. Just practically just savant at it. And he practices a lot. And I don't really practice that much. But every now and then he inspires me and I say, man, I'm gonna pick up the guitar. So picked up Mother Superior by Coheed and Cambria. We learned that. I actually picked up the bass parts of that. And I muddled through it. Picked up a little bit of Proto Men, just back and forth. Picked up some Tool, which is really, really hard. I went to a family event and learned a little bit of AC/DC, a little bit of Pearl Jam. So I had sort of I geeked out with musical instruments a little bit over the weekend.
Nice.
But then I started kind of dedicating a little bit more time towards some of our other ventures for the Experience Points Network.
We've
got a few other things that we do here at Experience Points. It's not just the Experience Points radio show, which is called Teppers, T-E-P-R-S. We actually have something called Video Game Rewind, Bear With Me, Geek, More to Geek. We have a couple other little avenues that we're trying to expand, and it's hard because it's only really just me and Bear trying to expand things. But I started doing some playthroughs.
Well, I'm sorry. I actually just realized I completely messed up and got the wrong rover.
What was the rover?
Pathfinder. Yeah.
Red Pathfinder number 5.
Yeah,
it's
the
Mars
one that landed in 96. Edition. Wow, I am such a terrible nerd.
It's just really two guys, and we're trying our best. Are you Wikipedia?
I'm
Wikipedia-ing
this because I think my brain has just died. I'll do this later.
After the break. So I started playing some games for the Anthology series. The Anthology series is something inside Video Game Rewind where we look at an entire series of games as a whole series. So, Mass Effect would be a good one. The Max Payne trilogy
would
be a good one. And I'm drawing this out because I told Bear it's one of his favorite series of games. I haven't told him which one. The Tomb Raider series is a fantastic one. It's just the Anthology series is to look at all of the games in the series, good and bad, critique them as such. There's also a part of Video Game Rewind there.
Tell me which game you're playing.
I'm playing the first 10-ish minutes of the game, maybe the first two missions of a game, and sort of like the impression you get as a new-to-the-game type of player, even though I've already played the game. And I decided that the very first like edition of Anthology
it's gonna be
is
about...
probably going to be the Fear Games. Where
how did I not
where,
get
where
that?
There's there's these awesome slow motion bullet time. This is back whenever like the Matrix was still really
the
awesome.
Bullet time was a major thing.
The
everywhere.
Bullet time was like a big mechanic, and you played a fear operative, which was sort of like this. It was horror inspired. Trilogy of games, but there was two games after the first one called Extraction Point and Perseus Mandate that
which
aren't
are
canon.
Not part of
they're,
it.
They're not canon. Only Monolith games are canon or whatever. So yeah. Fear 2 Project Origin and then Fear 3 where the E is a 3. Leet. And so I started playing those games
man.
And it's you, really, really
cool. I cannot
cool.
believe I didn't get that.
You didn't get it at all.
No. Wow.
So I had a lot of fun doing that. And of course, I'm still playing Metal Gear Solid, still playing The Phantom Pain. I actually just went through mission 15 out of like 40.
So speaking of Metal Gear, one of my roommates has been playing it.
Yep.
And he was having some trouble with like the ninja people that disappear and stuff.
The ninja people there's that some, disappear.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the skulls.
Yeah. So
there's a few missions where the skulls are really, really annoying.
Yeah. So his solution was to drop a tank in and just ride the tank through the mission.
Yes. That's viable. There's actually a lot of, and this is going to be a long segment if we talk about that, but whatever, it's our show.
Do what we want.
The excellent point to make about Metal Gear Solid is that it lets you, it breaks away from the typical stealth game. Typically in Metal Gear Solid 4, if you were discovered, then,
or even Metal Gear Solid 3,
if you were discovered, there's a pretty good chance that you will just get destroyed. You'll just get killed. They've got way more firepower than you.
Yeah.
And in Metal Gear Solid 5, Phantom Pain, it's not really like that. It gives you all of these options to accomplish sometimes some really simple goals. And one of the options is drive a tank through the level.
Yeah,
you could do it on the mission where
world's greatest spy.
Right, it's to kill one person, or it's to get from point A to point B, and you can get a tank, and you can spend a ton of money getting through that mission in a tank, and it'll let you do that. So that's really cool.
Yeah,
we're gonna cut two songs. Come back. We're gonna talk about our main segment of the week. This is the Will of One by Proto Man, and The Heat Is On by Mitch Murder. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points, still MG.
Still right back.
You just heard The Heat Is On by Mitch Murder. I love that song.
It's great.
Before that, Will of One by The Proto Man. Now, Barry, you have a confession to make. I am wrong.
Science nerd, or the robot nerd over here, and I completely messed that up.
Yep.
So the Curiosity rover, that's the most recent one that we landed with a sky crane.
Yes.
But Opportunity launched in 2003. That was not the one featured in The Martian.
Oh, okay.
I accidentally the whole thing, and I'll admit it.
So that was Curiosity that was featured in The Martian?
No, that's the latest one.
Oh.
It was Pathfinder.
Oh, okay.
That was actually featured in The Martian, which
the
launched
kid.
December 1996.
That was the very first one.
The very first one. Okay. It's the one that we dropped and it just bounced everywhere.
Oh, I thought that was the Curiosity one.
So no, Curiosity landed on a sky crane.
That was the one
we've improved technology since
96. We threw in with pretty much like the same bubble wrap they used to package Amazon things.
Sure, we'll say that.
Throw this thing to Mars, make sure it has at least
15, made a giant bouncy ball and
15
threw it to
pockets
Mars.
Of air around it. It'll get there. It'll
so
be
anyway,
fine.
That was adorable.
Well, cool. The first part of the main segment is going to talk about what happened today. First off, for those that don't know, Rock Band 4 released yesterday, and it's awesome. Come on, it's really good.
I'm ready to get the band back together.
Last
pound it.
Bam, fist pound. So what happened last week was Google I.O., they released the plans for the 5, the Nexus 5, the Nexus 6, new, and we talked a little bit about
the
media
player. I'm thinking about getting the new Nexus 6.
Yeah, the new Nexus
really,
looks really,
like
really
it.
Good. 4K video, tons of stuff, stats, whatever. We also looked at the Google Chromecast, the new Chromecast. We talked about that last week. So
yeah, we did.
Those will eventually be online. Check them out. But today was Microsoft's big tech conference, and we're seeing a lot of stuff coming out. You know, you get Google I/O, you had WWDC,
which was unimpressive.
It was very unimpressive. But then you had the new iPhone release and the new Mac stuff. Blah blah blah. Fine, cool.
Also unimpressive.
Not very impressive. And that's coming from a guy who loves. I love Mac technology. Mm-hmm. I love Mac computers. I have a trash can I work with at work. It's great. That's the new Mac Pro.
I hate that
Microsoft's
design.
Thing though. It was pretty awesome. Now, we know for a while back when the VR thing was happening or whatever, they got the HoloLens technology. Right. And they showed a pretty cool tech demo of Minecraft.
Which
and that was
a
neat.
Cool tech
that
demo.
Was neat. It was Minecraft, though. And, I mean, we've seen Minecraft. And if you're still playing Minecraft from, like, the first time you played Minecraft, because I was in the beta. I played a lot of Minecraft.
Or alpha.
Yeah, before beta.
I think they called it an alpha. Yeah. Which, by the way, we're getting loose with the terms what alpha and beta mean.
Absolutely, yes. I played Minecraft from almost the very start. I remember there was only creative mode, or there was only survival mode, and there was nothing to survive from. Nothing would kill you. So I remember that. And I'm kind of burnt out on Minecraft. It's one of those things where you play at a LAN. You know, if you don't want to do a competitive thing, then you LAN Minecraft together, and you're able to play with a lot of creative like friends or whatever. The HoloLens, it really shed some different light on Minecraft, and it did it again at this tech demo that they had. They brought the HoloLens out. They demoed something they have called Project X-Ray. It's these really cool 3D monsters coming out of the walls. You can play it in any room of your house.
I'm just thinking nightmare fuel.
Yes, absolutely.
I used to have nightmares about Descent. I'm not even kidding. So the HoloLens, I'm going to go crazy.
They actually did look like little spider bots that would crawl out of the wall and attach to the wall, and it would be like a tunnel in your wall now, and then these things would, like drones would fly out and fall around. The guy that was that wasn't narrating. The guy was actually playing the game. Mm-hmm. He held like this glorified toilet paper roll, and it was just a sensor that would detect, you know, what he was doing. And then sort of like the biotic wrench or whatever from Mass Effect would show up around it, and it would be like a Mega Man blaster, like a Mega Buster or whatever. And that was really cool. And he would shoot the, you know, you could see him aiming and everything, and he would shoot the things. Now tech demos can be kind of hard and misleading sometimes
because
you see something that's amazing. And granted, the camera, they had like a couple Red 4 cameras, that Red 5 cameras that had, really expensive stuff. That was
Red makes amazing cameras.
They had
the
sort of the HoloLens They had the HoloLens technology on top of the camera, so the camera guy could move around and see everything this other guy was seeing. But again, how much of that is real and how well that works when you're experiencing it versus whenever you see it on camera? It leaves a little bit to be desired. We'll have to get hands-on at some point.
Drop $3,000 and you can get a dev kit.
Right,
and
this upcoming January. So they play it or whatever. My one thing with the HoloLens thing is that the sensor, he wasn't moving his hand very quickly. He was very much like aiming very slowly and, you know, making a show for the audience, you know, like putting some recoil on his hand, on his arm, as if he was shooting. And that's cool. But maybe he wasn't moving it quickly because it couldn't keep up. The hologram
hologram couldn't keep up. It could just be the program itself, you know, may not be optimized or whatever.
Exactly. So, I mean, it is a project. It's a tech demo.
He may not have wanted to die in the demo and be embarrassed.
It was certainly a really, really awesome tech demo. It was great to see it. The one big problem that I think I'm going to have with the HoloLens, though, is that, and it's one of the big selling points, is that it's untethered, completely untethered. Yeah. And yet everything is being transmitted there. So, one, wireless that close to your head. Two, battery, heat. Yeah, but I don't hold it on my head all the time, you know?
Wow, that's actually an odd thought.
Yeah.
I guess we don't hold phones on our head anymore.
It's not on my head like for an hour on end. I'm Bluetooth everything, you know? And it's just there's a lot of processing that's going to happen on the HoloLens. I'm interested in how long it can actually last, how long the battery lasts, how much heat, how much noise, how much vibration it is, because it's really close to a lot of parts of your head and of your body that the vibrations translate into sound. So, I mean, that's how that's how vocal cords work. That's how humming works. That's how the throat mics work. In if you've ever played Call of Duty and wanted to be extra BA.
Oh, dude, remember those suckers that came out that time that would transmit the music through your teeth? And
yes, you can bite the sucker and it would transmit an MP3, like a hit clip. So the HoloLens came out. And it was demoed and everything, and that was neat. Then they demoed the next Lumina phone from
it's
the Nokia. It looked really nice.
Well, that's the... they look nice and all, but I don't think it's a market Microsoft's going to get in.
Yeah, you know,
I don't
see it. They maybe it's already sort of a bipartisan sort of phone.
They
market.
Would have to do something that no one expects,
right?
Because
right now I see Android, I see iPhone. I don't even consider Windows phones. Consider Blackberries. I think they're Android now.
I think actually Blackberry made an Android device now. They just gave up finally. Good job, Rome.
But the Lumina looks really, really nice. And then the coolest thing. The Surface Pro 4 was announced, demoed, and it looked really, really great. There's a ton of technical feats that they have now accomplished. Of course, everything's smaller, thinner, bigger screen, smaller width, 8.4 millimeters. 8.4 millimeters. 8.4 millimeters.
Now remember, this means we've taken computers from being a warehouse,
right,
to 8.4 millimeters.
8.4 millimeters. It's roughly the thickness of like the average smartphone. Like take the big smartphone, take the smallest the thinnest smartphone, average them together, 8.4 millimeters. Thin screen, and it's packing the brand new, I think, Skylake processors from Intel up to i7s, up to a terabyte SSD in it.
Like, yeah, the 32 gigs, I think. Crazy.
32 gigs of RAM. It's crazy. It's really, really crazy. And the craziest thing about it, the guy was doing like CAD on it, AutoCAD. He was he was opening up the actual AutoCAD with like 400 separate objects. Custom That's components awesome. Of the Surface Pro 4. And they even said, you know, this generation
you
of engineers.
I don't think you realize how awesome that is.
It's like
you may. I mean, people in general.
It's like, so, and that's what he said.
Understand the resource intensity that takes.
Right, yeah. It was really, really neat. There's an awesome display adapter that goes along with it. It displays two 4K monitors out and numerous USB 3s.
You're just like swimming in money.
Really, really cool. And then they topped what they did with the Surface Pro. Because the Surface Pro is a tablet. It's 30% faster than the Surface Pro 3, 50% faster than the current MacBook Air. The MacBook Air. Not the actual MacBook, the MacBook Air. The really, really cool thing next that they did is they demoed the Surface Book. And it's effectively a Surface, but an actual laptop. The hinge is really cool. It's like a 5 or 6 segment hinge.
Yeah.
So it's not 2 points of articulation. It's actually 5 points across the entire band of the hinge. So it's one big hinge instead of two tiny itty-bitty hinges that'll break every exactly. Dell laptop you've ever had.
Well, no, I'm also, that's actually something I liked about the older Latitudes before the new ones.
They had better hinges.
They did. They honestly did. I have one sitting on my desk. Yep. Go look at those hinges. Yep. You look at my hinges. Tell me they're nice.
Hello. The neatest thing about this, though, the touchpad is made out of glass. It's like a Surface on the top, but it's a full-featured, you know, keyboard and backlit. Everything's great about it, and it's fast. It's really, really, really fast. It'll be expensive, like $2,300, but I mean, again, look at it's a first party laptop. It's a laptop that is engineered by the people that make the operating system. So it's virtually no different than effectively a MacBook.
Really where Microsoft's that's a great business move on Microsoft's part
because
the PC market's dying.
Right.
So they're not going to be able to outsource it to other companies.
Well, and they already did it with their gaming console line. You know, when we had the Dreamcast, it ran Windows CE or it was Windows CE compatible. Now
the Dreamcast is so underrated, by the way.
Yeah, it was a super underrated console. But now we've got, you know, the Xbox. They went first party with that. Now they're just doing it with laptops. So really, really cool stuff. We're going to cut 2 songs. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about our next point, which happens to be voice actor related.
Voice actors.
So really, really cool stuff. We're going to cut to Night Force by Power Glove. And then let's do Airbrush by Anna Monoguchi. That's really cool.
You just like saying Anna Monoguchi.
I do like saying Anna Monoguchi.
Anna Monoguchi.
We're going to see you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU. Anna Monoguchi.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, but not for much longer.
No, that clock got away from me.
I am MG.
I am Red Bear.
We've been on the show the entire hour, so
wow.
Hope you know really? Who we are. You just heard Anna Monoguchi with Airbrush before that, Night Force with Power Glove. We were talking earlier about after the HoloLens and all the Microsoft stuff, we were going to go to our next segment, but we kind of like lost track of time.
Yeah,
we need
happens.
Like a big... Oh, there's a big giant clock actually right in front of me as I say this.
Wow. We need a bigger gianter clock.
We need a bigger, more gianter clock to keep track of our time. So we're going to roll that segment over to next week. Hopefully nothing crazy happens with
it. You know what? I quit. I'm going on strike.
Well, that's actually, it's funny that you say that. The main segment that we were going to try to talk to about was voice actors in video games for a long time haven't been getting the appropriate amount of compensation, so they say.
Or recognition.
You know, voice actors make big contributions to some games. And we were going to talk about some of our favorite games, including some of our favorite voice actors.
Mm-hmm.
But we ran out of time. All we want to say is that there may be a strike. There are certain things that voice actors are sort of expected to do, and they're not really paid equivalently for it. They don't really get royalties, really. Like, I don't think they get royalties for their voice, and that's making some games. And beyond games, they also do things like motion capture, especially things like The Last of Us or
and games are becoming more cinematic.
Right, exactly.
And requiring better voice
cinematic
acting.
Cinematic games are definitely, they require motion capture and they require good. It's like if you had the best script in the world but the worst actors, you know? And it could be really bad.
I could do the whole show like this if you like.
Please don't.
Say.
Pay me
so,
when I'm worth.
So we will talk about that next. We do it for free.
We do it for free.
We'll talk about that next week. But until then, you can check out all the shows that we have posted online at our website. Bear, what is the website?
Head on over to exppoints.com and double tap the P.
You can also check us out on social media. And I plead with you, please check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube. All the stuff.
MG needs friends, guys.
EXP, do it for MG. EXP Points needs friends. You can check it out at exppoints.com/social. You can also check out Patreon and PayPal. Patreon, sort of like be a patron of the arts. You pay us like $5 and we make a cupcake and we name it after you and we sing a song.
That's sweet.
And we maybe adopt the cupcake as our long lost son and we serenade it to sleep at night. Good night, little Clarice cupcake.
I don't think you realize how disturbing that is, Matt.
Or you could just donate money to the show so that we don't do that. And you could do that via PayPal. So thank you so much for listening to this edition of Experience Points. We're almost to our 100th iTunes published episode.
What?
I know, right?
We're
within like five. I just need to upload the back episodes.
Wow.
And we will be close to 100. So I'll get back to you and I'll let you know.
Stay tuned.
That's from season 3 all the way to now, which I think is like season 8, which is really, really cool. I don't know. Those numbers are made up. We are going to leave on History Repeating Part 1 and Part 2 by the Megas. Thank you again for listening. Come back next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. and hear all of the cool stuff. Not exactly the same stuff, but different other cool stuff.
We're going to talk about some voice actors
again. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And we really appreciate it. You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.